For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. In recognition of April as National Poetry Month, we talk with WKU Poet Laureate Dr. Mary Ellen Miller, who believes poetry will always be a part of the human experience. In your mind, how do you define a poem?
It's a lot easier for me to define what a poem is not, because I teach poetry writing, and I have to unteach some things my students think. So let me start with saying a poem is built of certain poetic devices, but one of them does not have to be end rhyme. That's what a lot of my students think. It can, and beautiful poems with end rhyme, but it doesn't have to have rhyme at all, certainly not end rhyme. It has to have metaphor. It has to compare one thing to another thing to be effective. It has to create good metaphors that are original and make sense and so on. But I think a poem has to touch the head and the heart. So a poem says something fresh, but something that's human and real and that gladdens the hearts of people who can understand it.
So evocative.
Yes, it should evoke mental response and emotional response. I think it's not a good poem if it doesn't do both.
How do you feel poetry is situated in the consciousness of human beings?
Well, I don't think it's ever been important or interesting to everybody any more than abstract art is. And so there's always been poetry. There's always been some kind of music. There's always been some kind of art, something that evokes a deeper response. And I believe everyone can be taught to love poetry. But I think a lot of people have been taught to like the wrong kind of poetry, or they've been taught good poetry the wrong way.
So you can be taught to appreciate it, but can you be taught to write poetry?
I think everybody can be taught to write poetry, not like Shakespeare. But I think anybody can learn to write a pretty respectable poem. Yeah, I think everybody who works hard enough.
So what we're really talking about here is the written word as well. One can create poetry and recite it, and then it goes away. But there's something about the sustainability of putting it on paper or writing it down or documenting it somewhere.
I think the real poet, or the person who is going to be a real poet, from the first time he or she hears a poem, they respond to it in a very positive way. And it gives them the impulse, the motivation to try their hand at it.
Well, has technology changed the way you teach poetry, the way it's accepted and consumed?
I do think that hearing poets read their own work is a really, really wonderful way to teach poetry. So I think hearing a poet read his or her own work is an effective tool, and it's also very pleasurable.
Will there always be poetry?
I think there'll always be poetry. I think there'll always be music, there'll always be dance, there'll always be art. History supports me in that. So I think all of the art forms that we know today have always been part of human experience in one way or another.
Do you have a favorite poem?
I guess if I absolutely had to choose just one, it might be William Butler Yeats's Sailing to Byzantium, or maybe T.S. Eliot's Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Both are in the modern era. Those are two, but I have dozens, Barbara.
WKU Poet Laureate, Dr. Mary Ellen Miller. April is National Poetry Month. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.